Then we have the other types of the melanoma, that is the mucosal melanoma. It accounts for a lesser percentage of the melanoma overall. Among the mucosal melanoma, the most common sites affected are the oral mucosa and the vulva. The rest of the mucosa, such as the alimentary tract, respiratory tract, genitourinary, are quite rare, account for less than 5% of the melanomas. So they will appear in the form of a pigmented macule, having the same features of a melanoma in terms of ABCD, and they may also undergo ulceration and bleeding. The problem with these type of melanoma is that they usually are diagnosed very late because of the site, and when they present, they are already have reached a very advanced stage, and that's why whenever someone detects such kind of a melanoma, then the systemic mucosal examination should be done.